Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You are now tuned into Walking in God's Purpose Ministry. I am Evangelist Hayes. Thank you for fellowshipping with us. And let us all love on purpose, that God may be the glory for all that we do. And today is the 20th of November 2016. It's 12:30, and I'm going to be coming with a word today that was dropped in my spirit almost 2 weeks ago. And I'm just bringing it forward today because this is the day that it is assigned for me to bring it forward. And I pray that something that God allowed me to say that will help you along your way and along your journey. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come ever before you, God, as your servant, Lord, as a humble servant unto you, Father God, that I will walk in obedience unto you, Father God. Not my will, but your will be done, Father God. I ask, God, that you will bless your word, Father God, that you would anoint each word that I say, that it may bless thy people today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for giving me another chance, another day to come forward before your people, Father God. Thank you for heaven and earth. Thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you for the people all over this world and nation, Father God, not excluding anyone, Father God, for you I love, Father God. Thank you that your word will not come back void, Father God. Thank you that your word will bless your people as I ask that it will bless thy servant as I bring it forward. Thank you for receiving me, Father God, to carry your word right now. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That you may be glorified. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, today I'm going to come out of Romans 8 and 31. And it says, what shall we then say to those things? If God be for us, who could be against us? And the subject today is against all odds. How many of us have had everything stacked up against us, but God was for us, so then we became more than enough? How many of us have been down to the last, and thought that you could not make it, but your faith kicked in? And you remember that God said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. You remember that you were a child of a king. You had faith to hold on to God's unchanging hand. That's what it means when it says against all odds. God can do it. If you have God with you, that's more than the whole world against you. So against all odds, that we stand boldly in the name of Jesus, that we stand boldly to do what God has said and what God has ordained, not what religion has said, but what God has said, that we are seeking the kingdom of God, that it says in Matthew, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all those things shall be added unto you. Seek God with your whole faith life. No matter what's going on in your life, seek ye God. Know that if you seek him, he's more than enough. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will bring you out all right. And then while you're seeking him and while you're going against all odds, I ran across this little prayer. It says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Inspect me, even though it may take me uneasy. It may make me uneasy. Bring the light into any dark corners. So anything that's in me that's not of God, as I'm against all odds, clean me out, Lord, that I may stand boldly before you, Father God, to be obedient to you, God. So ask God to search you. And as you ask God to search you, knowing that if God do it, if God takes us and God searches, God does us differently than man do us. When God searches, he searches with so much love, because God knows where we're going. God knows what path he has for us. So when you're off track, turn it over to the Lord, and God will take care of you. And we have to understand that Jehovah Nisi, the God who defends us, he defends us, so he'll take care of us. He is that. He is the Lord of our banner. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. And as we cry out to him and we trust in him and we believe that he's going to bring everything out all right, because God is that. In 10 and 13, every test that you have experienced is the kind that normally comes to people. But God keeps promising, and he will not allow you to be tested beyond your powers to remain firm. And at the time you are put to test, he will give you strength to endure it. And he provides you with a way out. That's when you're against all odds. That's when the devil thinks he got his feet on your head and you can't get away. That's when God is right there. Because you do know that God is always with us. You do know that we have angels assigned to us. You do know that you would never, ever walk alone. That's what you have to understand when it says that we won't be alone. We will never be alone. We will never, ever call on God and not hear him. When we call on God, we will get an answer. It's not always the answer that we want, but we will get an answer. And he will come and see about us just when we need him the most. In Psalms 25, 4 and 5, it says, "Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in truth and teach me, for thy art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day long." We have to wait on God. We have to be sure what God is doing in our lives. We cannot go against God. But know while you're standing, you're still not standing alone. Know that whatever God has given you, against all odds, Satan has set it up so think that you are going to fail, you will never fail. Because we are kids of a king. And he's already got us. And we can see where we're going, but God knows where we're going. We have to just trust him. We have to know that no matter what, even when I came through my drugs, addiction, even when I came through being raped and molested, all of that, still, God was with me. And against all odds, I stand today. I'm still here. And the reason that I'm still here, because of Romans 8 and 31. What shall we then say to those things? If God be for me, who then can be against me? Drugs can't be against you. Liars, cheat, people mistreating you. Whatever. It cannot be. God is more than enough. God is with you. It can't defeat you. No matter what your journey is, even though it looks like you can't ever make it or you can't ever get up, yes, you can. Because God is for you. And that's what you have to know in your heart and in your spirit, that God is for you. It says, "Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid, nor be dismayed of the great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God." So that's what happens when all odds are against us. We're still more than a conqueror, because we have Jesus Christ. Nothing can keep us from being winners. Nothing can stop us from doing what God has planned for us. If you think, remember Gideon, when Gideon had over 32,000 men, and he thought that that was enough. But then God told him his army was too big. Sometimes we're entertaining too much. Sometimes God don't want all that around us. Sometimes God wants you to have a smaller camp. And once we understand what God's plan is for us, we'll understand. So when Gideon reduced it, even though it looks like all odds was against him, when he reduced his camp, when the camp got reduced, he came out victorious. And that's what you have to understand, that if God be for us, who then can be against us? That we're more than a conqueror, that God will step right on in, that there is no failure in God. And as we begin to cry out to God and we begin to understand, that's why God says to us that my grace is all you need. My power is stronger when you are weak. So when it seems like you're weak and you can't make it, don't worry about it. God got you. I know one may be saying, but Connie, I just been through so much, it just seems like nothing's coming together for me in God's appointed time. But the thing is, you have to realize that all that you've been through, you're still here. It still can't take you out because of God's ultimate plan for your life. God has it stamped. Our faith, we have to hold on, you know, faith against all odds. You got to have faith. You got to believe what you don't see. You got to hold on to God's unchanging hands. You got to know that God is God. And when we begin to trust in God like that, when we begin to close our eyes and knowing that God is holding us, when we begin to step out on faith, believing and trusting God is God, when we believe that God can do anything, when we can believe that God can move any mountain, when we can believe and trust in Him and hold on to His unchanging hands, then will you begin to see the change. Then you will begin to understand the scripture that if He be for us, who then can be against us? That we're more than conquerors. You know, you think about Esther. When Esther got ready to go in, you know, I know she was scared. But she said, if I perish, I perish. But she didn't perish because God was for her. Because that was part of her destiny. That was part of the purpose that God had set her for. And that's what you got to be firm in, what you stand for what Christ is saying. You got to say, not my will, Lord, but your will be done, Lord. And you got to hold on to it. And you got to believe and you got to trust in Him. You got to know that He's going to bring it out all right. You got to know in your heart. You got to know when you're against all odds. Sometimes God just wants us to just be still and know that He's God. And watch Him do what He do. God don't need our help, y'all. We hold into God's unchanging hands. So get up. If you're down, you're out, get up, dust yourself off, and look unto the hills from which cometh all your health and your strength. And know that God is more than enough. You will never, ever, ever stand alone. God is God. Does what we can't do. God does the impossible. There's nothing too big for God. So one say I'm a drug addict. That's not too big for God. I got diabetes. That's not too big for God. I'm a liar. That's not too big for God. I'm a cheat. That's not too big for God. Take it to Him. Take it to Him in prayer and believe Him. He will come and see about you. Believe Him. He can conquer all things. It's just you just gotta have the faith. You got to have the faith to hold on when things are not going your way. You got to have the faith to hold on when you can't see what you need to see. You got to have the faith to hold on when you're blinded, to know that God is with you. You got to hold on to His unchanging hands. You got to know that in 1 Corinthians 1:27, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put in the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put shame to the things which are mighty. You got to know that. You got to know. You got to stand bold. You got to be bold in God. You can never, ever give up. I don't care what's going on. I don't care who left you. You got to stand boldly. And you got to say, God, not my will, but let thy will be done. And when you press your way like that, God is on time, God. He will come and see about you just when you need him the most. And if you just hold on to his unchanging hand and trust him and know that he's going to bring everything out all right. And when you got the blindfolders on, when you wear the blindfolders of faith, oh, my God, trusting God with no doubt, no doubt, God is not going to fail you. All the failures that come is not from God. There is no failure in God. None. God is the odds. God is against all odds. God does what we cannot do. God is a keeping God. God is a covenant God. God is a right now God. So trust him and understand that. And as you begin to continue down your journey, and as obstacles and problems come upon you, don't worry about it. Because God is. God is. And like it says in the word, that he will give you an escape. If it's too much, he'll move you, or he'll move that person. Don't worry about it. Let's keep on focusing on the kingdom. Have you asked God today, Lord, what is it that you would have for me to do for the kingdom today? We need to be about the kingdom. We need to be about doing what God has assigned us in the kingdom of God. What is it that you can do? We have to come out of religion, you all. We got to come out of all these formats, and we got to line up with what God says. We got to learn how to give God all the true, and we got to have a true worship and praise with God. We got to give God all that we got. We got to know that the church is in us. We got to come out these stained windows, churches and buildings, and start ministering to this lost world that God has sent us here to do. We got to start doing what God said. We got to start preaching what God said. We got to start doing what God said. We can't it doesn't matter if the man don't want you to preach it. You got to preach what God gives you to preach. You got to say what God tells you to say. Because believe me, the word that God puts out through you, it is a blessing for somebody. It may not bless everybody, but God has one person that needs to hear what he's put in you to bring forward for the kingdom of God. And let us be true to what we're doing for God. Only what we do for Christ is going to last. We got to stand boldly. And yes, we must assemble ourselves. He tells us to go and assemble ourselves in church. We're going back to get gassed up and fumed up so we can work another week in the vineyard. That's what it's about. It's not about how many scriptures we can quote, because God can give you one scripture that will turn this whole nation around. It's about, is your heart right, and is your heart on the altar, and are you doing what God has assigned you to do? And are you ashamed to say what God has told you to say? Nobody wants to talk about their past. Nobody wants people to know what all they came through. But your past will help somebody else. I make it because I do what God tells me to do. I walk in obedience. Even though the trials and the tribulations come up on me, and the most worn that you can have is with the family and friends, people that's so close to you. But it doesn't matter, because if all odds against me, it don't matter, because God is still with me. When I stand boldly and do and walk in obedience to what God is telling me, God don't only check my family and friends, but God checks me. And he straightens me out. That's my prayer every day, Lord. Make me better. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit in me, Lord. Let my ears be open to what you have assigned for me to do in the kingdom of God, that you may be glorified. We need that as a number one priority in our lives, to please God. We need to please him with all that's within us. And know that everything's going to be all right. So I say to you, with the bowed down heads, walking into the holidays, don't worry about it. Do the best you can. Thanksgiving is every day. Thanksgiving, give thanks every single day, and then you don't have to get so caught up into one day. And whatever you think you want to eat or whatever God blesses you to eat, take it and eat it. And understand that God will take care of you. Against all odds, you're going to make it. Because God be for you. Keep on pressing. Don't give up. Don't let go. Don't turn around. Don't bow your head down, thinking that you can't do it. Raise your head up and look unto the hills. Look unto God. And watch God make a difference in your life. And know that God will keep you. God is a keeping God. He's brought me and kept me. He even blocked me from me. That's how God is. See, whatever you're praying for, pray it in God's will for your life. Whatever your will is for my life, Lord, let me do that. Let me please you, Lord. And it may not, every day you ain't going to get up, you ain't going to dot all the I's and cross the T's every day. But just try. Try to do what's right. And watch God make it so you will want, you have a desire to do what's right. And whatever your bondage is, whatever's keeping you bound, get free. Get free so you can serve the Lord with a free heart. And a free spirit. And seek what God has for you in the kingdom of God. It's not about religion, you all. It's not about religion. It's about the kingdom of God. So ask God to show you what your assignment is and what you should be doing right now in this season. And as I asked him, whatever you're doing, Lord Jesus, don't do it without me. Now, I don't know, maybe this was for you and maybe it wasn't. Maybe you agree with the message, maybe you don't. But for the one person, along with me, that needed the word, to God be the glory. And I pray that something was said in this message that God put in my spirit and in my heart to share with you from the depths of my heart to give, that it will bless you. And it will help you to keep on getting up. Keep on getting up. Don't ever stop getting up. Because God is right there. He knows everything. He's everywhere. He's omnipotent. Keep your mind stayed on him. And watch him make a difference in your life. And as you begin to walk down the road, remember Psalms 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd. Know that he is your shepherd too. Know that he loves you. And know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And against all odds, you will make it. Because God is for you. And if God be for you, he's more than the world against you. Don't matter. Let them stack it up. They can't defeat God. So take this message. Do what you will. And I pray that something was said to bless you. And just keep on going, keep on going, keep on going. And watch God do what he do. Thank you. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for this time and this opportunity that you allow me to carry this word today, Father God. Father God, just bless it for when they hear it in the archives, whenever the word may be heard to them. if it is for them, Father God. I know that you will draw them to it, Father God, in a season that they shall hear it and receive it, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that you may be glorified for what I've done, Father, in this day, Father God. Thanking you for right now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as always, if you're out of fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, go to Romans 10:9. You can confess your sins with your mouth and ask Jesus to forgive you and ask him to come into your heart. And ask God to where do he want you to go? What is it that he will want you to do in the kingdom now? And walk in obedience to God. And God will guide you and lead you. And you're never going to be alone. And even though you may share a little tears, but God is a God that wipes away tears too. Oh, he's everything. God is everything. Trust him. And he'll see you through. Thank you. And if you need to speak with me, you can always reach me on 708-715-4545. And I have an email address, walkinginGod'sPurposeMinistry@gmail.com. It is available to you, and if you need, and then check with me. Okay, like me on Facebook or tell me what you think that, you know, you may have something that you might want me to talk about, and then I'll go to God and ask God to give me the scriptures to go with it, and I'll bring it forward. And then go by my website and check it out. It's, you know, maybe something on there will bless you. But know that it's all about the kingdom of God. Put your hand in God's hand and watch God make a difference. God bless you and God keep you. And thank you for coming by. And to God be the glory for all that I do and all that I say. God bless you.